Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show starts right now on The Usual Suspects. 60 minutes on the clock. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. You keep it right here on ESPN 97.5, and you're doing the right thing for all involved and all intensive purposes. We were talking about the Astros and this new scandal of all the scandals that Barry has highlighted for you, because unfortunately the negative blemishes on the Astros keep adding up. And now it's signal stealing with cameras and using either garbage cans or dugout tops.
I would love to, Nicholas, maybe you can listen to that audio, because I didn't get to listen to it real close. But I'd be almost interested to see if we could get the play-by-play and listen for the bangs, when, because they'll show you on the screen. It'll show, like, they'll put the word bang on there. And I want to see if it kind of coordinates with the sound. But I'll also, if you want it, I'll retweet what they tagged us on at various funny. And then you can see for yourself, I suppose.
Okay.
But I think at the end of the day, I think the bottom line, or the stance that you have to take, is, listen, if it's true, they should be punished. There needs to be ramifications. Whether, if you're going to punish the St. Louis Cardinals for, you know, baseball espionage and stealing passwords for databases, this is no different. If you're cheating to win games or get an advantage, and it's against the rules, I think you need to be punished. And you have to be willing to accept whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that, and you bring up an interesting point with the Cardinals aspect of this, but if you're Astros fans, don't fight this if it does come out that it's true.
Just
own up. You know, play Andy Pettit, not Roger Clemens, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Don't continue to fight it for years and years and years and just, you know, have blinders on to say that it didn't happen. Own it and go, hey, you know what? Even we didn't know. And it doesn't take away the enjoyment that we had bringing the first baseball championship to the city and all the different things that, and the 18 ring nights that it brought with it. But at the same time,
boy,
realize that it's against the rules.
This bandwagon crash is going to be something like we've never. You thought there was a lot of people that perished in the Titanic crashed.
Do you know how many people from how many different fan bases are going to enjoy this? Dodger fan,
yes.
Yankee fan, freaking Mariner fan who got into it with Astros fan at the end of the year. They're all going to be just like bathing in it going, you have nothing now.
Yeah.
So it's
going to be ugly. It really is. I'm not looking forward to the demise of the Astros, and hopefully they'll have to rebuild. And it's just, well, we're
way ahead of it.
But I mean, and I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but they're definitely going to be in spin mode. And here's the part about it that won't go away no matter what. Mike Fiers has come out and said it. Other people have, pitchers on the opposing teams have come out and said it. You can't unring the bell, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's no proof or baseball doesn't look into it because it was too long ago, the fact of the matter is, it's been floated out there. It's been said by a former player on the team in the same year. Yeah, we cheated. Of course we did.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
You can't unring that bell. That's a bad look. And now forever in the eyes of baseball fans everywhere else but in the city of Houston, the Astros are cheaters.
Tainted. Now, here's my question. Who's the second Astro from that team to verify it? Because someone's coming up next behind Fiers to say, well, as long as he's the one that brought it up, someone is going to corroborate the story.
That's a good question.
Is it Cameron Maben? who was on the right side of it, but then was with the Yankees on the wrong side of it?
I doubt it. I don't think it would be Marwin. I don't think it would be Brian McCann.
No,
I
definitely
think
it wouldn't be Brian McCann.
Brian McCann.
Or Gattis. I don't think Gattis would get involved in it.
Now
he's too busy cutting down trees with his bare hands.
Beltran might be an interesting guy.
Nah.
You know, he's going to be a manager. Managing against these Astros.
In the other league.
Doesn't matter. Still going to play him. Still going to see him.
Still
and you don't think that he's going to be like, hey, I know how you guys cheat.
Well,
listen,
Alex Cora. Looking at that, Barry. He
Alex
may fight
Cora,
it, or he might go, I'm going to use the same tactics
Alex
New York.
Cora in 2018, when the Red Sox were saying there was guys that are cheating in this dugout.
I don't know.
Dallas Keuchel might be a guy that would come
maybe.
Out and say that
now,
they were
that
cheaters.
One I could see. That one I could see because of the fact that he feels scorned by the fact that they didn't sign him long term.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. But don't sit there holding, crossing your fingers going, well, hopefully Fires is the only guy. You just know it's coming. There's another guy that had involvement with that team that's coming out, and it's probably going to be sooner rather than later that goes, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
So this is a story to watch.
I wonder, do the guys that do the banging on the garbage cans and the guys out in the center field that hold the cameras, do they get rings too?
Oh, yeah. Bigger ones.
Probably. They get real ones.
You know
why? Not like front office with the fake diamonds. The cheater guys get real
diamonds.
You've
got to have a big thing to take the guts to do what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and get caught.
Yeah. I'm telling you. They got rings. And bells on their toes. And that's how they send the signals. So that's a story. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out, but it's not going to go away, Astros fans. You better hope that there's no truth to it or that they get exonerated at some point, and I wouldn't hold your breath. But we'll see how it plays out. I had teased this earlier in the show. I want to get to this. We know that the trade deadline's passed. We know that the Texans have already made one move this year where they took a chance on a guy that was a previous first-round pick in the NFL to see if they could resurrect a career. Well, they have the opportunity to do it again. Because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers released starting cornerback Vernon Hargraves on Tuesday morning. It wasn't going well between him and the organization. He was the 11th overall pick in the 2016 draft. One of the most experienced corners on their roster. But he had been benched by Bruce Arians last week because of the fact that they thought he was kind of dogging it. And the Buccaneers issued a statement that they decided to go in a different direction. They know that his contract was coming up. The option for 2020 was $9 million, so they passed, and they decided to give him the opportunity to cut him now and hook up with another team and basically start his free agent process early while they move on. If you're the Texans, here's another guy, and he's young enough. He's not looking like an Orlando Scandrick that we want to see if there's enough tread left on the tires. Here's a guy that was a first-round pick for a reason that you might want to bring in and say, hey, we want to see what you got. Because we know we're trying to get healthy in the secondary, but we know we got a gauntlet of a stretch coming up in a three-game stretch where you're going to play Colts, Patriots, and Ravens. We need help. Why wouldn't you bring this guy in and go, hey, come on in, and we'll sign you for the rest of the year if you look good, and then we'll talk about next season.
Are you doing it because he was a first-round pick 3 years ago?
I'm doing it because he was a starting corner in the NFL, and there's no other way to get a guy like that right now.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing it.
Okay.
And no matter what
because
he brings to the
table.
You're
not doing it because he's good. You're not doing it because there's untapped potential.
I'm doing it because he's faster than Jonathan Joseph. How about that?
Okay.
And there's a guy named Hollywood Brown coming up with the Ravens who's lightning quick. And if you put Jonathan Joseph on him, you might as well just put an L in the column and move on.
Yeah. Okay. But I was going to say, because he's not a guy in coverage that he – I think from what little I know or, you know, all – I don't think he's a guy that's going to come in and make a huge difference, but he could give you some depth. In fact, let me
you look up SpotTrack or something like that, because here's the
thing.
No,
I'm going to look up his Pro Football Focus
ratings.
Oh,
that's what I meant, yeah.
Let's see.
But here's the other thing you got to keep in mind is
I have a feeling he's going to be below 50% in their grade.
Here's one thing that worries me.
Okay.
If the Buccaneers are willing to get rid of him and he leaves and you're depleted at corner, that means that there might be more than just his play on the field that they're dealing with. Now, the flip side of that could be, hey, a change of scenery is going to do this kid good. And maybe he can turn it around. But you don't know because you're not in a position of strength here, and you're taking a shot that you can make something good out of somebody else's garbage.
So when I Googled his name, Pro Football Focus, all in the same search, the first thing that comes up is a bunch of headlines like Tampa Bay Bucks expect big leap from Hargraves. Hargraves, an X factor for Tampa Bay. And Hargraves found success in the slot in 2017. So maybe he's the guy you plug into the slot, but that doesn't help you with Jonathan Joseph. But he looks like a guy that everyone was looking to become an impact player. And if you cut that guy, guess what that tells you? He never lived up to the hype or expectations. Now, that said, I did look up his grade, and it is... Oh, where... 47. That's not good.
No, not at all.
That's not good at all. You're going to have to do better than that.
Well, just something to kick around if you're a Texans fan and you're looking for help in the secondary. Obviously, you're hoping that they get healthy and healthy soon enough to make a difference when they have these next three games coming up. But just thought I'd throw it out there.
So in coverage, they have him rated as a 44.7. His run defense is a 64.1, but overall he's a 47.7. 2019, he had one interception. He was targeted 56 times, allowed 41 receptions, and has 37 solo tackles.
Okay.
So.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad. Take it all, and there you have it.
I mean, do you really want a Bucks retread or a guy? But I get, I mean, your point is definitely valid. You don't have another option right now. You don't have a way to add depth at a position where you just need bodies.
And you've got some guys that have good speed. With Baltimore, you know, you've got some guys that you're going to need help in the secondary with. When you're talking about a guy that's been a nemesis of theirs in T.Y. Hilton, you know that the Patriots have some guys that can get it done.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I wonder, we need to look up, we'll do it after the break, but I wonder what Jonathan Joseph is graded at this year. I bet you it's better than we think.
F.
No, they do it by numbers.
D plus. Like,
so you're saying
he's a 47.
You think he's a 47?
No, I'm saying he's a 57.
Okay. I bet you it's better than that. I don't know why, but I'm going to say he's in the...
Because you like to argue with me.
No. But okay, you know what? I'll say high 50s, low 60s. Somewhere in there. 58 to 62.
Okay.
All right. If we were betting, it would be great if we could have placed that wager on my bookie. That's all I got. Hey, guys, if you're not on MyBookie, but you're wanting to get action on games, you totally need to check it out. Right now, go log on. In fact, just go look. You don't have to commit to anything. Just go to MyBookie.ag, type that in your address bar. Check it out. Maybe this is something you want to explore for the first time. You know, I put out picks. AJ's been on fire on college basketball. Jerry Bowe is going to hook you up with tons of great picks as well. But mybookie.ag is the place to take that information and then wager on it and see how much money you can make. And they're safe. They're secure. One of the best in the business. I implore you, do not go to some no-name sports book and start throwing your money in there, because if you win, you may not get it out right away. It's like pulling teeth. Not with MyBookie. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it, and that is super important. So once you get the information, you want to make sure that the gamble isn't with where you put your money. It's on who you put it on. So bet with MyBookie because they're safe, reliable, and the best in the business. And they've got everything you're looking for as far as odds and prop bets and everything else. So it's not like you're missing out. The only difference is that you're betting with somebody who's going to pay you when you want to get your money out. And again, they've got in-game live betting as well. And that's something that's really cool. And if you missed kickoff and now you're like, dang it, I wanted to get some action on this game, I'm not sure. Maybe you want to bet on how much, you know, the Texans will score in the third quarter. You could absolutely do stuff like that at MyBookie. Absolutely go check it out right now. And when you sign up, use promo code RADIO and they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money for you to wager how you see fit at MyBookie. But all you got to do is type in that promo code RADIO. Do not forget that. I don't want y'all to waste it and not take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. Guys, it's MyBookie.ag. It's a no-brainer. Go sign up right now. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show, rolling on. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Covered a lot of ground, covered the football game last night, covered Rockets, covered this Astros story that came out mid-show and has been taking over. And by the way, Barry, if you were an Astros fan that was hoped it was going away, in the last 10 minutes, can I tell you what the top headline is on ESPN.com?
Oh, yeah.
Astros cheat! Ex-Astros pitcher. Team stole signs with camera.
Yep. You don't, like I said, man, I hate to be repetitive, but you don't unring that bell. If Mike Fiers, who was a former player who was there in the midst of it, comes out and just flat out says, I'm not keeping my mouth shut. People are losing their jobs because these guys cheat and make them look like bad pitchers. These guys cheated. Sorry, Astros. Sorry, Astros fans, but this could be the beginning of the end for the run, because Major League Baseball is going to investigate. They're going to get video if they listen to the bangs. Did you listen to it, by the way?
I did. You can hear the bangs. You can hear the bangs. And, if that headline lives on top of ESPN.com for weeks to come, then I'd be concerned. Or if the MLB goes out and starts handing out suspensions and fines.
I think they're going to investigate.
The biggest thing.
I think they're certainly going to investigate.
Sanctions is what I'm waiting for. But yeah, I mean, if you want to hear it, here's I don't know the YouTube channel that we got it from, but this is what it sounded like.
No bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang. Takes it. There was the off speed. Now it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look. Fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, change up. Bang,
you know,
bang.
I would like to see, now that's a YouTuber talking over and doing it. I would love to have the original footage. Because this could also just be a disgruntled
enhanced
White
audio.
Sox.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
that's the reason why I didn't want to use it to begin with.
Well, no, but I'm just saying.
No, it's not on you.
No, it's not. I mean, we got tagged on that. But now I would love to, and this is what Major League Baseball will do, though. Is if this guy's pointing it out, or, you know, there was specifically in that start where Farquhar said that happened to him and he heard the bangs and he stepped off. They're going to go back and get that footage. And I guarantee you, if baseball really cared about it, they're going to get Farquhar in a room with the video. Is this what you heard? Is this what you thought when you were, what did you throw there? This, that, and the other. They'll do their due diligence, because above all else, cheating in that manner is detrimental to the game across the board,
like,
and they won't stand for it.
And the video comes from John Boy, J-O-M-B-O-Y, who does a Yankees podcast.
That's part of
there's
it.
Motivation
He's probably in
itself.
His room. And then right here, see? I told you guys, they suck!
You can
Yankees
definitely hear
day.
The bang, that's for sure, the two bangs.
Whether it was...
Where it came from, or if they can prove that, I don't know.
It's interesting.
It is, for sure.
It's going to get more interesting before it goes away. But, yeah, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that baseball has the Nat sounds from every game, and they have a library. And they're going to go back, and they're going to reference it. And nothing's going to be enhanced. They're going to listen to it. And they're going to listen to it closely.
Because it was enhanced in that audio clip,
right.
Clearly, without
exactly.
a doubt.
So, with that being the case, they'll make it a fair playing field, clean slate, start watching the games, see if it's repetitive, see if it's consistent. And then they're going to start interviewing people. And at the end of the day, it may take a while, but when they get to the bottom of this, and you guys referenced it, I don't know that it'll be as severe as what happened to the Cardinals when they found out all that they were doing and stealing from the Astros with compensatory picks or whatever it is that's going to be the case, and fines and money, and in that case, a guy going to prison. But look, it's not going to be something that the league's going to be proud of, because like Barry said, it's the same way with what I was talking about with the NFL. If it tarnishes the logo of Major League Baseball, if it diminishes what is, in their mind, the purest of pure in sports, and even though with steroids and everything else, the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, they still feel like they play the game the right way. We still have the unwritten rules of baseball and all the things that the players themselves do to make sure the baseball stays at a certain level of accountability. This is not a good look.
Oh, that's bad. You guys know, I'm a diehard Astros fan. You're a diehard.
We're all diehard Astros fans.
And we don't want this to be true. The fact of the matter is, if they cheated, they need to be punished. They absolutely need to be punished.
And not a lot of people are going to like that.
No.
They don't want to hear you say that. They don't want to think that that's anything that should be, it's in the past now, it should be forgotten about. But your point earlier was spot on, and that's exactly what people need to realize too. If this was the Dodgers, if it was the Yankees, if it was teams you hated, would you feel the same way? Because the same way you want it to go away and be swept under the rug is the whole other fan bases that are saying, just like you'd feel if it was us, we're going to feel that way about you. Mm. We're going to want it to be enforced to the highest letter of the law.
Especially Yankees fans, because they're jerks.
And they lost to you.
Yes.
In both 2017 and this last season. You ended their year. You don't think that that sticks in their craw? You don't think that when Aaron Judge said our entire season was a failure,
yeah,
that he didn't factor in, oh, but by the way.
Now, you think, how do you think baseball feels about having to own this, though? Because now they've got to, if they do an investigation, does baseball really want to, think about the NBA and the referees and that Tim Donaghy thing, and they had to come forward, and that was, you couldn't watch a game for years without going, if it was a close game or a bad call, it's rigged. That's Tim Donaghy right there. Look at that. They're cheating. That's obviously cheating.
What makes it challenging is that it's not really that precedented in terms of punishment. Like, this, it's an unprecedented situation, so.
Let me tell you what saved it. It's really big.
So, like, it's going to be really tough for the MLB, in my opinion.
But let me tell you what saves it just a little bit.
Because do you really want to come forward if you're in the MLB and say,
Here's the thing. One of our
World Series champs cheated.
Unlike the Donaghy situation, where there was no disputing that if it was true, that it was unprecedented. Like, it had never happened before, and it's just something that they got to own up to. If it's in the baseball situation with the Astros, well, people steal signs anyway. This was just taking it a little too far. So it's not as bad because it's like, it is precedented that it does happen and it's been documented that it's been happening with Apple Watches and other things. But now because it's to this magnitude with a team that won at the highest level, it becomes a little bit bigger. But that's where they'll try and say, hey, it wasn't like umpires were fixing games or anything. It was just that something that everybody was doing anyway, they used a little technology to do better.
And Anthony Eisfeld, I hope I said that right, Anthony, on Twitter said, asked us, are the Astros the Patriots now? Where they've been so dominant that people are like trying to find scandal. Well, the problem is, Anthony, that they're not trying to find it. These are players now. I don't recall a Patriot, a former ex-Patriot, coming out and saying, oh, this is how they cheated. Literally, Mike Fiers came out and said, oh, yeah, they definitely cheated with cameras. Like, he didn't just say, the Astros are shady. He told you how they cheated. I don't think anybody's ever done that on the Patriots. Unless, if they did, I don't remember it. So tag me on it and I'll certainly read it.
They're all either dead
or
living. All the Patriots people are either dead or living on a Hawaiian island all by themselves.
You're right. The
video guy disappeared suddenly. And Deflategate, I don't know if Tommy and the guys took care of him.
Who's got a bigger body count, the Patriots or the Clintons? Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. All right, guys.
Push.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about Get Upside. I warned you earlier about this, and the holidays are approaching. And what better way to get some cash back for maybe the gift giving or the food that you're going to have to buy when all the family comes over? Or, heck, just keep it for yourself because, you know, we're always the last ones to get the good stuff on the holidays. So go get yourself something nice with your Get Upside money. I call it she money. Money she doesn't know about. Money she doesn't have to know about. It's your account. Hang on to it. And the cool thing is, you don't even have to get it in cash when you have the money in your Get Upside account. You can actually get gift cards. You can get, you know, theater or Amazon and get yourself something you want from there as well. They have got a ton of options. And speaking of a ton of options, the way Get Upside works, and I should have told you that up front, is you get cash back when you buy gas or food through the app. There are over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. And somebody texted me when I was telling you guys about it earlier and said, does it work for diesel? Absolutely. Premium, regular, diesel, all that's in there. And they all have different values that you can get back every time you fill up. And the same thing for food as well. Over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston. And I'm talking Popeyes, Burger King, Wendy's, They added Dunkin' Donuts. You can be getting cash back for your breakfast if you wanted to. La Madeleine's. There's tons of places, y'all. Up to 35% cash back every time you eat out through the GetUpside app. Guys, do yourself a favor. The holidays are approaching. Keep some money in your pocket. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Get yourself something nice for Christmas and thank me later.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show. We had a whole bunch of things we were going to get to, and then lo and behold, this Astro story came out. It has consumed the final half, the first half hour, the final hour of the show, safe to say. So with that being said, before we get to anything else, we might as well continue with discussions on this hot topic, as Barry and I have both voiced more than our opinion. And so Scott wants to get in here on the Astros Patriots talk. Scott, what's
hey,
up?
Boys, how we doing?
What's up, Scott?
Man?
Well, first of all, Joel, your Yankee fan impression sounds like a Red Sox fan impression, and there's no greater insult than that.
I didn't do one.
And
did I?
What's that?
Did I do one?
Yeah, I told you they suck. Yeah, remember? A couple minutes ago.
That wasn't
yeah, me. I remember yeah, Joel doing that. That was a terrible impression, Joel.
Oh, that wasn't Joel? That was Barry?
Correct.
No, that was totally whatever. Joel.
But Barry, I know this was you. Did you just really compare the Astros in their one championship to the Patriots?
Yeah. From a cheating perspective.
Come on, man. It's not even close to the same thing. First of all, everybody hates the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, you know, baseball's regional, man. Nobody outside of Houston or in those 2 years, New York really cared about it that much.
Scott, are you a Patriots you know what I mean? Fan? Are you a Patriots fan?
Oh, no. No, I'm not a Patriots
fan. You're a Yankee fan, though, aren't you?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
I don't know if the accent gave it away.
So what bothered you more? Does it bothered you that I would dare to say that the Astros have been a dominant baseball team over the last 3 years? Is that what bothered you?
No, they have been. You know, they made it to the World Series two out of the past 3 years. So, they won once.
So then let me stop you there, Scott. So then would you say that the comparison that a team that is on top currently and has been, you know, dominant over the past several years being accused of cheating would be fair to compare that to another team that has been dominant and accused of cheating?
Well, three is not several. And, you know, you're comparing it to 20 years. So it's a bit different, and the vitriol towards the Patriots is, you know, much greater.
No,
towards the Astros.
I think the comparison is that once you're on top, and if you're winning, and you're caught cheating, people are going to be quick to point it out and quick to believe it. That was the point of the comparison.
2 years later, is it quick? And it was only a snitch. Nobody pointed it out. You know, they were whispering.
Boy,
yeah,
Scott, but, you're pretty petty there, huh? Like, this is what you're getting hung up on?
Well,
that whole conversation, Scott, and this is what you're like, hey, just so we're clear, the Astros aren't the Patriots.
Yes, I am.
Well.
That's because you yelled at me a couple weeks ago about that Earl Campbell phone call, or about me, not at me.
What did I say? I don't remember the Earl Campbell phone call. What did you, it was probably
I called you up and I was like, oh, what are you guys talking about? And then you were like, oh, what do we Google now? That was me.
Wow. So I've got a work wife and a listener wife now.
Other people remember like Nick.
I've got a listener wife now who's bringing up the past. Wow. Scott, am I going to have to sleep on the couch now?
I think you might.
You're on your own for dinner, too.
That's it.
Yep, that's it.
Appreciate the call, Scott.
I mean, look, man. I understand the Astros haven't won the championships the Patriots have won, but it's hard to dispute that in baseball circles, if you go to two World Series in 3 years, you go to the league championship series
three
all
times.
3 years.
100-game winner 3 years
and
in a
you
row.
Win 100 games
the
all
point
three
is, I think the point was well taken. I think Scott's pettiness was somewhat tongue in cheek, and yes. I appreciate it. Actually, it was.
We'll take it
now. In retrospect, once he threw the Earl Campbell thing in, that kind of put a bow on it, and it was actually a good phone call. But up until that point, it was pretty terrible.
What's your Earl Campbell moment, Nick? Just asking. No? Okay.
No, not gonna. I remember that time when Barry made me mad,
and that's it. From that point on.
Mandarin letters, probably.
Do what?
What'd he say?
I love you, Nick.
What'd he say?
Mandarin letters on the Rockets
the jerseys.
Jerseys.
Yeah. The town jerseys.
That is so funny.
Fantastic.
We are all petty in our own way. I get it, Scott. Trust me. Yeah,
so,
he did.
I understand.
That's so funny, though, that he did it. Because before that, it was a pretty awful call.
Well, it's the Brock Osweiler, right? It's the sample size.
Then he was like, oh, well, yeah, I am being petty, but.
Yeah. I like that he owned it. And then did you notice the pause when I go, but you're a Yankee fan, aren't you, Scott? The accent gave it away. It's pretty obvious.
That is funny.
Yeah, but your impression that I did was terrible.
Do we really sound alike at all?
Come on, man.
So I do notice sometimes people will call and give you guff for something I said or vice versa, right. Or they'll tweet us and, hey, remember that time you said that thing, and it'll be the other person, and I don't think we sound the same at all.
I don't know where it comes from, but again, and look, I try not to listen. I hate my voice.
I sound smart.
Do you?
No, not really.
I was going to say, I'm not going to make that statement about myself or you. No. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave it right
well,
where it is.
Well, it ain't
Nick. And you guys, so I'll let you guys, can determine that because you do anyway because we hear about it on the text line.
By the way, I don't know how y'all do it with these headphones. These are awful. I gotta have my.
These are simple headphones.
Yeah,
you go for
basic.
The,
these are basic. Yeah, bitch
you
headphones.
Go for the. Yeah, see, I gotta you're not have a simple the, guy.
I gotta. Shut up! I hate you.
We bring it all full circle.
It's
every
not even time.
Day on the
go
usual
to break.
Suspects.
It's not even time. Look, Nick was like, "What? Go to break? It's not time yet." I don't care. Damn it.
So, yeah, so this story's not going to go away. It's the front page of ESPN. We'll see how. And again, like I said, I'm just interested. Some people thought Charlie Morton is going to be the guy. Charlie Morton's not going to be the guy that's going to come out and poo-poo and join Mike Fiers. It's going to be somebody that was scorned by the way his tenure or his time with the Astros went down. Something that has been sitting in his craw for a while. And it's like I said, I'm waiting to see who that person is, but I believe that they're going to come forward. Charlie Morton was a guy that forever in the lores of Houston Astros baseball is going to be a hero. The man has a cuss word as a middle name, and it's a positive. That is something that you have to take into consideration. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I thought about it right after Garrett Cole handled the way he did, handled everything after the World Series. There's two guys that are going to walk away with the middle name of F. Charlie's going to be the most positive. Garrett Cole could be the most negative because Garrett F and Cole handled the post game, and the way he handled his exit with Houston is going to sit negatively in the hearts and minds of Astros fans, no matter how good he was, and even if he wins the Cy Young for the Astros. The only thing that could right the wrong of the way he exited Game 7 is going to be if he re-signs with the Astros.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was an ugly breakup.
No doubt. Great marriage, but again, don't have naked pictures because they could be coming out. This marriage is ending.
Yeah, pretty abruptly.
Did you also see, by the way, that Brian Cashman addressed the fact that the Yankees are going to be in discussions and kicking the tires on both Strasburg and Garrett Cole?
Yes, I did see that, and that doesn't surprise me not a single bit
either. But if you're an Astros fan,
because they need starting,
what
pitching.
Hurts more, that Cole's leaving, or if Cole leaves and goes to the Yankees? Because if he goes to the Angels, they don't have enough talent around everybody else that I don't think that scares you too much. If he goes to the Dodgers, great, you only see him in the World Series. If he goes to the Yankees, and you know it's your biggest rival over the last 3 years, and the one thing that they've been lacking is starting pitching,
yeah.
And they take your best pitcher and put him on their roster and say, how you like me now, that hurts more.
Yeah, you've got that rivalry, and you obviously this year, and that's always it hurts for a lot of reasons, and obviously the fact that you've played them in the playoffs and bounced them, But in general, it's just because they're the evil empire and they have the money and the means to do that. And so you look at it and go, well, we're not a small market team, but we're not Yankees, you know, Red Sox, Cubs, Dodgers, and the Angels, I guess you could include in there. So you hate losing out to those teams. Well, I mean, the baseball dynamic of money is what it is. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything about it.
Baseball's done all they could do with trying to help small market teams and everything else. But at a certain point, you reach the threshold and go, it is what it is.
Yep.
So, we'll go ahead.
Somebody texted the show, Barry, you're an a-hole. That was it. That was the whole text.
Do you have a burner phone, Nick?
That was
no.
That was correct. That was at 2:30. I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about at 2:30. But apparently, they felt compelled enough to just text the show and say I was an a-hole. That's it. And obviously, everybody's weighing in on the
times the A-team start.
You think Clanton's texting?
You never know. You know. I mean, it's always a possibility. So you never know. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to continue to roll through. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You keep it right here on your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. We still don't have a way back, right?
No, we don't.
I'm sure we'll have a group discussion on text message later this evening. So we'll keep you posted or not. Or you can be surprised tomorrow when we could be surprised when we start the show with a way back Wednesday. in the meantime, this whole Astros talk and the cheating and the stealing of signs and then the comparisons with the Patriots and our Yankees fans upset, it's consumed the final hour of the show. We have Yankee fans now calling in scorn by a previous relationship with Barry that went haywire, trying to air out their grievances.
Well, somebody else texted the show, said, I agree with the texter, Barry. You suck. And I feel like, at first I was like, oh, look at that. Scott followed up his phone call with a text.
Was it a 212 area code?
A 631 area code.
Where's that?
Well, I Googled it. Okay. What is 631-891-93? No, I won't do all of it.
8 out of 10 ain't bad. If you're into mathematics and or
but
analytics.
It was real simple. I pasted it in, and John Geiger from Galveston, you can suck it. I mean,
oh,
it just
wow
came right up, and you live on Jones Drive, and there's all that
power
information.
Power of technology. Wow. Not only can it steal signs,
so John,
it can find you.
I'm sorry, you're such a sad person, John.
You can go down to the SPCA and adopt another dog, and just, life will get better.
That was too easy. I was like, boy, I just copy-paste right there.
So you're feeling good right now, right?
No, I just...
But you're feeling better. Come on, admit it. You feel a little better after that.
I don't even care that he thinks I suck, because plenty of people are going to think I suck. That's the nature of this business. I'm just glad that I know John's name now.
But I'm saying, you got him back, so you felt a little pretty good about that, right?
I do.
So now do you want to indulge in Paulie? Huh?
Okay, Paulie. This is obviously somebody that's going to do a terrible New York accent. Go ahead, Paulie.
When you said the comparison, I literally spit my mochaccino on the credenza, Barry.
Well, you tried, caller. That was awful.
What the hell was that?
That was awful. That was the worst New York impression since Joel did one 2 segments ago.
You're not right about that. That's just not right.
I don't know who that was. Nick, do we have caller ID? Because ban that person from ever calling the show again. Guys, if you're going to do a New York accent, at least put some effort in it. At least mine blended into Boston. They're not that far apart. That sounded like a Midwest Eskimo. What was that? That was awful.
Whoa! Do not insult my people that way. I mean, you could say a lot that I'm just going to accept and tolerate and go with. Do not insult my people that way.
That was awful. Yeah.
Never, Barry, did you hear anything that would have said, oh, my God, my beer's cold and my feet are nothing.
I don't mind y'all taking a run at me. Just don't be better than that. That was terrible. That wasn't even close.
Mochaccino on the credenza?
I don't know. Dude, that was somebody trying to be a New Yorker, and it didn't work well. They tried, though. They tried.
Seriously.
Pretty awful. And
that
guy,
weak sauce.
And John said, wrong address. That was my old one. And then he gave me his new street name, which I did that on purpose, John. I wouldn't give anyone out your current street name. I'm not that mean.
But call back or try him again.
Yeah, but, I mean, since you wanted to text me and correct me and give me the correct one, I feel like I could give it out now and it'd be okay. But I wouldn't do that to you, buddy.
It's like the parade of homes on John Street coming up. Cars are just driving by. Suspects are looking. Is that it? Right there? Okay. Well, car's coming out of the driveway. Gotcha.
Dude, this grown-ass man is still texting the show. Like,
which one?
Booing. Who sends a boo text?
How do you know it's a grown-ass man?
John? I don't know. I mean, I assumed. Oh. He's a grown-ass man. Is he not? I didn't look up his age. He's either really old or really young.
Okay.
Right? Because I feel like a 60-something-year-old man with nothing else to do would text the show and boo. I could be wrong.
See, now you're bringing everybody out of the woodwork, because now Pink Valkyrie says,
I mean,
while we're at it, I still remember that one time Barry made fun of me for my bad math error. You're going to, this again, like the Astros.
I don't think Barry even remembers that.
I don't remember that. Do you know how many times I make fun of somebody in a week? Oh, my God, we've been doing this 3 years. There's no way I could remember, and I don't think I've ever made fun of Pink Valkyrie.
Yes, I have. Yes, you have.
Yeah. I don't remember that. Yes, I do.
See?
Mm-hmm. What? All right, John, you can stop texting. I'm not reading any more of your dumbass text.
He's probably going to give you his age. While you're at
he
it.
Did. He gave me his age.
Well, just ask
He's
for the,
30.
You want to get him to stop? Ask He's for his social security number.
No.
Then you got the address. You got the phone number.
I'm just deleting them all because, bro, you got your 5 minutes. It's enough.
Seriously, if you think about it, though, if you get the social security number, the address, the phone number.
Oh, my God. I don't know who this is, but whoever's number ends in 9964, you win the week. And you just saved Nicholas.
Why?
Are you ready?
Yep.
Nicholas, they did your job for you. We have our Wayback Wednesday theme thanks to 99.64. Well, I'm not telling you. You'll find out tomorrow
after your list
at 12:55.
Oh.
So you can do your list then.
I have access to the text line.
Not if I delete it and then permanently delete it.
You won't remember. You'll forget by tomorrow.
No, I'm doing it right now. No, it says Wayback Wednesday, songs about...
Cheating.
That's
obviously, over the last hour. No, I did not read the text.
Lies. Why has he got to lie?
I completely look at what I'm looking at right now.
You don't have to lie to make yourself look good,
Joel. Go ahead and look at any of this. Look, let me go to the text line. You know what I have open?
Jeez. Your screen's not even on.
Oh, my God. God forbid I just be smart, you know? It's impossible.
Exactly. I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's a good theme for Wayback Wednesday. Songs about cheating?
Agreed.
Right?
Let's do it.
I saw you.
I hope Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats was prior to 2009.
It's a dumb song.
Because that's going to be number one on my list.
It's a dumb song. Nick,
she got some gams. Best legs in the business, Carrie Underwood? I know the other one that used to sing the Sunday night song had pretty good ones, too. What was her name?
Who did it before Carrie Underwood?
Oh, man. She was blonde also.
Oh, Tim McGraw's wife.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
She had some pretty good sticks, right?
She's got pretty good everything.
Yeah. Best legs.
Kind of like Charlize Theron.
Best legs in the business. Carrie Underwood. Okay. Fight me.
Nicole Scherzinger.
I'll still take Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'd have to Google.
Before we go, I want to throw this at you guys.
Okay.
Because I don't think that you could see Tillman Fertitta doing this. I don't think you could see even Jim Crane doing this. But the whole Knicks thing with James Dolan, he's at it again. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the other night, because the Knicks aren't off to exactly a splendid start that they were looking for, even though their roster sucks, James Dolan found out the guy that started the Fire Dolan chant in the Garden and had security escort him out and basically read him the riot act with essentially threatening, like he did to the last guy that basically yelled at him that he should sell the team, they banned that guy from the Garden.
Right. I remember that.
Okay. So here, as the story goes, the man who started the chant was escorted out of his seat by security guards at MSG during the Knicks' blowout loss to the Cavaliers. And in the process, they then began to explain to him that if he wanted to return to the Garden and be able to continue to go to games and otherwise, he needs to stop that behavior.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it really is.
You can't be... telling fans they can't chant stuff like that.
Here's the worst thing about it. It wasn't one security guard. They sent six security guards to talk to one fan for a chant. They removed him from his seat from just to starting the chant, "Fire Dolan." At the end of the day, this is a guy that banned media from a press conference that they're supposed to be allowed into because he had an axe to grind with them. He had another fan banned from the Garden for life because he said to his face, "You should sell the team." What are you doing over there?
I'm so distracted right now. I'm sorry. This is the weirdest thing I've ever... I'm listening to you.
Because I'm just saying. That's petty stuff.
I hate it. Oh, God, I'm so mad we're going off the air.
Okay.
Somebody tagged me. Gabriel Alejandro tagged me on a tweet from Barstool. And I'm just going to read you the headline. I'm so pissed we can't. Lady loads up her beehole with baby powder and farts it out for a gender reveal. This has gone too far. People are dying
gender
reveals.
Say, yeah.
And now chicks are farting colored powder for a gender reveal?
P. Randizzle tagged me on that earlier today.
Bro, how did you not bring this to my attention sooner?
I didn't think you'd get that excited about it.
What?
Yeah, P. Randizzle tagged me on it about an hour or two before the show.
I'm still fine with that because I feel like at some point they're just going to stop doing gender reveals until like your third date when you're 30. And then it's like, well, no, but now it's too late for a gender reveal. We're three dates in. We should have done this when you were born, okay? So I'm fine with this, but it's getting too wild. Now we're farting, and that's supposed to be sexy. Look at the picture.
Oh God,
the picture or the video? There's a video.
Off. There's a video of it.
Yeah, there's a video. God.
Please tag me on this.
We gotta go.
That's so amazing.
All right, before we hit the break, I do want to tell you we're going to be back tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday songs about cheating and the fact that after us, the Blitz is going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock, and all you got to do is keep it tuned here to ESPN 97.5. But before we get away from here, I do want to remind you one more time about the good people at Infuse Energy. If you're looking for a new energy provider and you've been screwed over by the big companies that don't even give you the time of day or give you a human being to speak to, you get an automated system when you call them, then you need to switch to Infuse Energy. They're locally owned and operated. Josh Pasikoff does a fantastic job. And the fact of the matter is that he's focused on you, the customer, and always being 100% honest. That means there are going to be times that there's other companies out there that can beat their rates and prices. They're going to tell you who they are, even if it means they're going to lose the business, because they want to be like a trusted friend. And that's what you want when you do business. You may not go to them this time, but you'll be back. Lots of suspects have switched because they heard me talking about them, and they're happy that they did because they take care of you. They got a 5 out of 5 star rating from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, the best you can get, and they're going to take care of you even more. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit, and the process goes from there. You can check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Simply put, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Believe me when I tell you guys, infuse energy into your life.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.